The political unrest in the Arab world has spread to the Gulf state of Oman. Protesters in Oman returned to the streets today. They're demanding jobs and political reform. Oman's ruler tried to ease tensions over this past weekend. Sultan Qaboos bin Saeed promised reforms, but they were merely cosmetic, says lawyer and activist Basma Mubarak.
2 days ago, His Highness the Sultan issued decrees with changes to ministries. Unfortunately, these were the straw that broke the camel's back. We were expecting a proper response to our demands.
In the island state of Bahrain today, protesters blockaded the parliament and demonstrated outside the state broadcaster in the capital, Manama. They're trying to step up pressure on Bahrain's embattled monarchy. The government says it's ready for dialogue, and four ministers, including two royal family members, have been replaced. In Tunisia today, demonstrators continue to push for reform. This past weekend, clashes between riot police and stone-throwing young people there left five people dead at least. But the protesters got one thing they'd been demanding. Mohamed Ghannouchi announced his resignation after 11 years as Tunisia's prime minister. And in Yemen, President Ali Abdullah Saleh offered opposition groups the chance to join a national unity government. But senior opposition figures rejected the offer. They said it didn't go far enough to reflect the current circumstances in Yemen.